Miniota by Linda Clark. Christmas came to Miniota on Saturday, December 17, and the Christmas spirit was alive with a full slate of activities for all ages to enjoy. Miniota Minor Hockey Day was held with the U7, U9 Popple and U9 Fortier, U11, U13 Girls, U13 Boys, and the U15 teams all hosting an away team for exhibition. As well, four draws for a junior Bondspiel took place on the curling side of the rink, including seven rinks coming from Minnedosa, Verdun, Hamiota and Miniota. Of course, with all this activity, the kitchen rink was a busy place. Christmas Crafts for All Youth was held in the hall with Martin Lamb, our Prairie View Rec Director, and Lisa Raven. A Christmas parade was enjoyed at 7 p.m. and the streets were lined with folks to see the lights and the bravery of all who endured the cold on a float. And of course, Santa was in attendance on a float to greet us all. Santa then had time to stop at the community hall to have pictures taken with the children, big and small. Hot chocolate and cookies were most welcome, and then the children settled down for a movie to end the day. Huge bouquet to all involved in organizing this wonderful Christmas event. A Christmas bingo was enjoyed by many at the drop-in on Friday. And don't forget, if you are looking for some fellowship, the drop-in is open for coffee 7 days a week. Drop in. The Christmas lights in the town of Miniota and the rural area are quite spectacular once again this year. Congratulations to Patrick and Tracy Cousins, and Kevin and Carol Bonner, who were the winners for the town of Miniota for the Light Up Prairie View Lights Contest, and Ward 1 rural winners were Mark and Cindy Morton, and Jamie and Sierra Priestley, with an honorable mention to Kelly and Chelsea Gardham. Congratulations to the students and staff of the Miniota K-8 School for a wonderfully entertaining musical, The Lights of Jingle Bell Hill, on Monday, December 19. A full house for both shows, 10:30 and 7:30. The daycare children presented their Christmas entertainment at the 10:30 show. Santa was able to make his appearance for the night performance, and it warmed the hearts of all when Santa greeted and hugged his long-lost brother Larry, who had once again found his Christmas spirit with the help of all his friends on Jingle Bell Hill. It was wonderful to once again enjoy the Christmas concert in person. Great work, students and staff, and a Merry Christmas to you all. Power skating lessons are held once a week prior to the school day, starting with about 25 skaters coming out each week. To celebrate Christmas, the Twin Valley Miniota Grocery Co-op store sponsored a hot breakfast for these skaters on Wednesday of this week. Once again, our people have been very generous with their donations at this time of the year. The United Church Christian Education Committee packed several hampers and delivered them this week. The Miniota United and Anglican churches would welcome any who wish to join them for their Christmas Eve services. Wishing all our readers, near and far, a very Merry Christmas, good health and happiness in this coming year. I will light candles this Christmas. Candles of joy despite all sadness. Candles of courage where fear is ever present. Candles of peace for tempest-tossed days. Candles of grace to ease heavy burdens. Candles of love to inspire all my living. Candles that will burn all the year long. Howard Thurman. Princess Lodge by Janice Simpson. Catherine and Gary Messina of Brandon spent Monday, December 12, with Mum, Charmaine Rainey, on her birthday. They treated her with lunch at the Boston Pizza. Ray Rainey accompanied them, a most enjoyable day. Noella Lashapul's family held a come-and-go tea on December 17 for her 90th birthday, a good turnout and a lovely afternoon. The Sinclair Choir is coming December 20 to sing carols for us. December 21, the Alliance Church is coming to sing. We're very lucky to have both choirs. December 22, Sale is putting on a supper at 5 o'clock. They have invited guests from the Kin Place and others to join us. I will be going out to Wayne and Lori Stewart's for Christmas. I wish everyone a Merry Christmas and all the best in 2023.